It's Friday, just after 6 o'clock, and that time of the week when one of our Culture File guests tells us about their own choices in what to watch, read, eat and smell. And this time, actor Des Kyo shares with us his Culture File likes.
I'm Des Kyo, and I am an actor. Sadly, I don't go out to the cinema very much. I'm not quite sure why, because I really enjoy going to the cinema, but I've got out of the way of it. I do have Netflix, which I have just recently acquired. My daughter has sort of pointed out to me that I'm living in the past if I don't have Netflix. So I've been recently watching some programs on that. One of my favorite television programs has been House of Cards, because I find American politics fascinating. I'm even fascinated by all the goings-on of the current president, so that's why I have enjoyed some of those American series.
I stand before you this evening as vice presidential candidate, as the First Lady of the United States, and most of all, as a citizen of this great country.
There is a book on my bedside table, and it is the book by Joseph O'Connor, who is one of my favourites. And it's the collected the Irish Mail, these wonderful humorous essays that Joe has written. And I think the one about the exploits of the Irish fans at the World Cup is utterly hilarious. And also he wrote these wonderful poems for Drive Time. And they're also included. But that is my book that I have on the bedside table if I don't have some sort of a thriller to read by Robert Cray or Harlan Coben or somebody like that. I will take down the book by Joe O'Connor and I'll read one of these and laugh myself to sleep. I don't use podcast. I don't understand that sort of thing, no. With regard to music, I have such an eclectic taste. There's a big word. But I always fall back on, and it's curious that that I'm talking about this now, because I was thinking of Frank Patterson and how wonderful he was in oratorio, and my big love in music is Bach, and when I see a Bach mass or one of the oratorios advertised, I'll be the first person to go and buy a ticket. I just love to. I find it so uplifting, so wonderful to listen to that. That would be top of my list. Cooking is probably not one of my strong suits, although I do have a few dishes which are my signature dishes. I suppose the main one would be shepherd's pie, because I took to doing that whenever I'm visited by my daughter and my grandchildren. I have two wonderful grandchildren, Aveen and Ruan, and they love my shepherd's pie. So whenever they come up on a visit, if I have the time, I will prepare that. And it's always much appreciated. And they all have this wonderful expression. There's always a chorus around the table as soon as they take the first taste of it. They all say, all together now, wonderful. And so I'm always delighted if I get that accolade. I don't use cologne, I have to admit. No. I did at one time use aftershave lotion, and I suppose I occasionally do. If somebody gives me a Christmas present of I might occasionally use that. But no, I must say, but I don't have any objection to it, whatever. And I must say, I enjoy my wife's perfume. She has a favourite one. I think it's called Giorgio. I used to buy that for her when I was passing through the duty-free on my various visits to the States and places.
Des Kyo, and he'll be the narrator for Frank Patterson, Ireland's Golden Tenor, on Saturday the 15th of June at the National Concert Hall. Coming up after Newark at 7, it's the Culture File Weekly with The Summer of Lav Born, Rethinking John Williams and Taking Ship for a Sound Festival on Sherkin Island.